When I was a kid, you didn't hear if a girl got pregnant in church. I saw it with my own eyes, and they didn't do it quite right. They had that girl to come before the church and do what? Confess and repent to the church. They did it. But they never got the guy. I guess she must have got pregnant by herself, I guess. I guess she did. I don't know how she did it, but somehow this. Am I talking to anybody? I'm talking about recovering all. Hallelujah. I thought I was going to finish today, but I don't even know if I'm going to get finished today. And people, generation after generation, decade, if you can, I'll see if I can stay over in this spot. They began to eliminate this book. Homes have did this. Business have did this. In our community gathering, which we used to use this, we eliminate this book. Y'all in the house? Now we live loose, fast. We live loose. We live fast. And we live twisted. But yet we want a solid life. We want to be successful. And they push. And I'm for it now. You hear me now. Don't misunderstand. They push education. Education alone is not the answer. You can be an educated fool, but education is good when you got wisdom with it. Education is good when you got God on the inside of you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. But, and too many of us is suffering because of the lack of education. We ought to have ourselves develop more than we are. And I'll be the first to throw my hand up. But I'm still working on it. Hallelujah. I'm still working on it. I didn't stop because I got to the 12th grade. But we eliminated. They set out to get rid of this. In the everyday life. And men want to live by their own rules. Anything and everything goes. I can do what I want to do. I heard one lady say it on the news, because I heard a little clip. And I'm not going to get into that too much. But I heard her say, this is what she said. And this is what they were discussing. It's my body. I should be able to make my own choices and do what I want to do. What I want to do with it. Right? Wasn't that what she said? I mean, isn't that what you hear? But I'm going to read you something, and I'm going to get right back on. Now, who gives you the right to take something you can't give? How many of you can give life? Now, why do you have a right to take something that you can't give? You know why? Let me. Since I'm here, let me just get after here a little bit. Your people are following their father, the devil. Satan cannot give life. I'm going to say it again because I didn't thank y'all. I'm going to try this side over here. Satan cannot give life. That's why he always wants to take it. He's a thief. He's a killer. And so people say, it's my body. I can do what I want to do just between me and my doctor. We ought to be able to make the choice. I believe God made a choice before you got here. And we don't want to follow this, but this is filled with truth and all the rest of the stuff is lies and will bring you into judgment. So let me read it. What? Let me read this one. See, this was not in my notes, but this is, the Lord just gave me this one to read to you. This is 1 Corinthians, so you can know 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18 where I start. I don't have time to go into this, but I got to make this point and keep moving on. Are you with me so far? So 1 Corinthians 6, 18 says, flee fornication, every sin that a man doeth without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his what? Own body. What? Here we go. So in my body, I do what I want to. Now who am I going to believe? What they are saying or what this body, what the Lord God said? What? Know ye not that your body is what? The temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, kill babies. Do what you want to do. Act like you want to do. Live like you want to do. Just have free sex. Just do anything. Do whatever you want to do. Because it's my body. I do what I want to. Therefore, glorify God. Where? And where? Which are God's. See, God did. See, now watch. Then people hear this and condemn you. God never, you know what? God never come to condemn you. He came to instruct you. He came to correct you. He came to enlighten you so you wouldn't get into these things. Because when you do get into these things, you're headed for condemnation. You're headed for destruction. You may not see it immediately, but that's where it leads. And you're putting yourself in a position where Satan will eat your lunch. If he does not love you. He don't have an ounce, not the slightest twinkling of love for you. He's an enemy of yours. And he want to use you any way he can to divide you and separate, confuse you. And get you upset with God. And get you make you think God is after you. God is against you. Because he knows if he can get you in that place, he can do harm to you. Hallelujah. But when we hear the truth and turn to God and say, Lord, you're right. If anybody wrong, I am. Anytime, get this in your spirit, young and old. Anytime there's two different thoughts or two different opinions or two different sayings or two different instructions. God said one thing and you say another. Guess who's right? He's always right. If he said to you, and you say, this is Sunday, and pastor up preaching. He said, no, this is Thursday. It will be Thursday. It would be Thursday. So you have to change. Say, yes, it is Thursday. Because it would be Thursday. It wouldn't. You start saying, no, God, this is Sunday. No, I said, well, Thursday. That's what it is. when we can understand how right God is, then we won't get tricked by the devil.